I had a black cat with a little bit of white on his neck and on his head, and came home from lunch one day, and he was lifeless. I had him for about 3 years. I adopted him from a company that adopts cats, so had all his shots, and he was neutered. But I came home on my lunch hour and found him dead. So my daughter got a cat, but the condo that she moved into wouldn't accept pets, so we adopted that cat from her. He was just a little tiny kitty, wasn't even 2 years old. And boy, he took to us like unbelievable. He was one good kitty. Slept with me every night. Come in and sometimes he'd sleep down by my feet, and then other times he'd come up by my head. We have, instead of having doorknobs in the bedrooms, and we have levers, and boy, he learned real quick how he could stretch his body out and put his weight on that lever and pull it down, and boy, he could get into any room he wanted to get into anytime he wanted to. I thought that was kind of funny that a cat would learn how to do that, but, you know, they're amazing creatures to begin with. But boy, he, one day, I think he was about 14 years old, and he started not eating and acting funny. So we took him to the vet, and they didn't have an ultrasound machine, so we took him to another vet in East Lansing, and they said he has a lemon-sized growth in his intestines, and they suggested that we put him to sleep. So my daughter and I, well, I'll never do that again, David. My daughter and I watched as they kind of drugged him up first, and while he was good and drugged up, then they gave him the final shot in his hind leg to put him to sleep. And oh my gosh, I don't ever want to go through that again. KFA, got it written down, GS, or FGS, this is WBA, PPD.